Things got really busy around the red planet this week. The Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, or MAVEN, spacecraft entered orbit around the planet on Monday morning. India's Mars Orbiter mission followed on Tuesday night. Joining us now to talk about these missions is Joe Gwynn of NASA. He is manager of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's Mission Design and Navigation Section. Joe, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Glad to be here.
Joe, how are the two missions different from one another?
Well, let's see. The MAVEN, the NASA spacecraft, is really going to be in a much lower, tighter orbit, and its intention is to study the upper atmosphere of Mars. And it kind of, to do that, flies sort of pole to pole. The Indian spacecraft goes around the equator in a much longer period orbit. And you know, largely, I think the goal of the Indian was more technology to get into orbit. They do have some science, but the goal of the NASA mission is primarily science.
Now, something we've been reading about is the comparative cost of the two missions. India spent about $74 million. The USA spent over $600 million on the mission. Where does that difference in cost come from?
Well, I'm sure that there's some economic factors that may come into play there. I think we keep in mind that the NASA mission, its focus is on the science, and to have a complete year of doing science activities, and then also the processing and the after the mission looking and evaluating the science, those are all factored in. And there is sort of an afterlife of the MAVEN vehicle. We carry a separate little radio that allows it to perform as a relay so that other vehicles that land on Mars, they don't have to carry a big honking antenna to communicate directly to Earth. They can actually communicate through this orbiter. So that's another reason the cost for the NASA mission would be a little bit higher.
And how long will MAVEN stay?
So its primary mission is one Earth year to do its science. The vehicle is built to last, and we actually, the same company, Lockheed Martin, who built MAVEN, also built a couple of other orbiters that are still there, and one of them was arrived in 2001. So, you know, they tend to have some longevity, and we hope to see the same for MAVEN.
And then what happens with MAVEN after that year is over?
Well, they might get some extended time to do more science. Often that happens if it is needed, if it makes sense. But otherwise, it really turns into this relay asset to provide these communication services to other future Mars missions.
So it'll stay where it is.
Right. And we do have a requirement to make sure that it can stay there and not go crashing into the planet for 50 years. That's a planetary protection requirement on us, just to make sure that if we had carried any bugs, we wouldn't be taking them down onto the planet. And it has to, it eventually would potentially decay and then crash into Mars, but that'll be after 50 years. There are pristine places on Mars, and if there were any kind of life or biologic activity, we'd like to not have found it because we actually brought it there ourselves, right? So we're trying to keep all the bugs off of Mars as long as we can.
And what are the primary goals? Give us some examples of the things you want to find out.
Right. So, you know, there's a great mystery in our solar system about how Mars evolved from, you know, potentially being this water-abundant, possibly life-supporting world, but to what it is today. It's kind of a desolate, freezing, cosmic desert, I guess you call it. So the MAVEN has these sensors that are designed to allow or to sample the upper atmosphere, the upper reaches of the atmosphere, to search for remnants of maybe water molecules that are slowly escaping from Mars. In the past, we've sent orbiters or other missions to study the surface of Mars. Here, we're studying the very upper reaches of the atmosphere to try to understand the process of why that atmosphere is so thin. I think many people don't know that the atmosphere is only about 1% of the Earth's atmosphere. So what happened to it if there was one in the past? And if there's something process that's causing that, could that happen to Earth? And is there something we could do about it?
And to you, what makes up the allure of Mars?
Well, it's probably the unknown and the fact that it's probably the closest thing, other planet to us that that if we needed a place to go live, well, there that would be where we would go. I think that's probably a big part of it.
Joe Gwynn, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you.
Joe Gwynn of NASA is manager of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's Mission Design and Navigation Section.